Tesla showrooms, charging stations, and Tesla cars. In multiple states have been vandalized or set ablaze. And now President Trump is weighing in, saying he may designate the perpetrators as domestic terrorists. Some say they should be labeled domestic terrorists. I will do that. I'll do it. I'm going to stop them. We catch anyone doing it, they're harming a great American company. You know, I've stood up for the NFL, I've stood up for a lot of American companies. You do it to Tesla, you do it to any company, we're gonna catch you and you're gonna go through hell. On Tuesday, the president stood with Elon Musk in front of a row of Tesla vehicles at the White House, where Trump bought a Tesla from the CEO in a show of support during a tumultuous time for the EV company with stocks down 48% this year. Musk has been advising Trump on ways the government can scale back in his proactive role over Doge, Musk advising agencies to make sometimes deep cuts, including hundreds of government job layoffs. This has led to protests outside of some Tesla facilities. In some cases, protests have crossed the legal boundary, with reports of vandalism and arson at Tesla showrooms and charging stations. Some of the more recent incidents in Massachusetts, reports of several Tesla Cybertrucks spray painted and tires slashed overnight Tuesday and overnight Sunday in Seattle. Four EVs were set on fire. On Friday, a Tesla charging station in South Carolina was spray painted and hit with Molotov cocktails. Some arrests have already been made, like one man in Portland, as told by KPTV Fox 12 reporter Leslie Dominique. Police say surveillance images from the dealership show Adam Matthew Lansky throwing Molotov cocktails at the dealership, sparking fires. In a separate incident, police allege Lansky fired several rounds into the dealership, and another high-profile arrest coming from Colorado late last month. An individual arrested after being caught at a Tesla dealership, as told by local CBS affiliate KKTV in Colorado Springs. They accuse Nelson of not only spray painting cars and signs, but throwing cocktails at several vehicles. These incidents of Tesla properties spray painted, shot at, and set on fire are among dozens across the country. A Trump spokesperson was asked to clarify Trump's remarks, whether the culprits really could face domestic terrorism charges. Harrison Fields told The Hill the ongoing and heinous acts of violence against Tesla by radical leftist activists are nothing short of domestic terror. President Trump has been clear these attacks or any other attack to intimidate or coerce our government or its people will not stand in President Trump's America. Following Trump's purchase of a Tesla at the White House, Elon Musk responded, "In support of the policies of President Donald Trump and to demonstrate our confidence in the future of the United States, Tesla commits to doubling vehicle production in the U.S. within 2 years. For now, Tesla stocks continue to see a downward trend. Tesla has finished 7 straight weeks of losses, its longest losing streak since debuting on the NASDAQ in 2010. Since mid-December, Tesla has seen $800 billion in market cap wiped out.